Welcome to episode number 67 of the Unknown Games Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian, a.k.a. Ninja Tricks, and I'm joined by my co-host of the most.
Yo, 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 what's up? It's your boy, Alex, a.k.a. the A-list, a.k.a. the A-lister, a.k.a. the waterfowl, a.k.a. the foul, a.k.a. the waterfowl, foul, a.k.a. the game master, a.k.a. the game foul, a.k.a. the game duck.
What? I know I've always asked for it to be different. I know I've always asked for the intro, your intro to be different. I know you. Did you plan this? What was that? What was that? I wasn't expecting it.
Off the cuff.
Wait, off the cup?
I said cup. Yeah, sorry. I'm drinking. You're drinking. Not alcohol. Not alcohol. Not yet. But yeah.
Oh, that happened. Well, you know that means we're gonna be off to a great start. We're already off to a great start. So, you can follow my co-host, Alex, on Twitch as well at Root24. If you're looking at the screen, you can already see that. If you're joining us here on YouTube, this is the second time we've tried it. Thanks for joining us live. And feel free to ask any questions anytime. Hop on in there and just say what you want to.
There's a big asterisk on that boy right there.
Yeah, just, you know, pertaining to video games and or our life in Japan, you know, just
yeah, and make sure you want to follow the chat rules. We have chat rules and Twitch channels and stuff like that.
Yes, be respectful, be kind. And if you are listening normally, you know, thanks for always listening. If you're on iTunes or Google Play or any of those podcasting services, you know, we're always glad to have you. So we're gonna jump on into the show because this week not much happened.
Well, in the world of video games.
In the world of video games.
I want to clarify that.
I guess if we technically go, yeah, last week, a lot of things happened. A lot of crazy things happened that we're not going to get into. But in terms of the world of video games, I know we haven't really been doing much. It's still the beginning of the year, so news is still kind of slow. Alex, I don't know if you've been playing anything outside of Cyberpunk.
Not really, honestly.
it's been eating your soul. I mean, so we were talking a little bit earlier today. How many hours are you in?
I actually have GOG open right now. I can tell you exactly.
I played for games.
Yeah, for 43 hours and 28 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's you're at normal, like minimal RPG length right now, right? Like
yeah,
like
that's a how long. Bit, yeah. Yeah, that's how long FF7 remake was. Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm not done though. I'm like 2/3 of the way done. I'm expecting to finish in like, let's say 60 hours.
60 more hours?
And when I get to 60.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Well, it could be if I did all the side quests. That honestly, it's feasible. But
it,
yeah.
Oh man, like we've talked about it and they're, I mean, people, they're, it's a hot topic. It's a hot game. It's always going to be. Honestly, I'm glad you're enjoying it. And I'm glad a lot of people are still enjoying it who haven't moved on, who are trying to do the side quests. But I mean, like, how are you finding the power progression so far?
Pretty weird, OP? Honestly. Because, like, well, I don't know how it's going to be when I get to the next part of the story. Because mm-hmm. what happened actually for me is, like, I was doing pretty well. In terms of like power level, like I was doing fine in gunfights, and then I did like one story quest. Mild spoilers. Like you leave the Metro Night City for a little bit,
ooh,
and then you come back to it. And then when I came back to it, all the gangs were just like kicking my ass. So I was like, "What is happening here?"
They all leveled up in your absence.
Yeah, I was like, "How the yeah?" So I'm expecting. Maybe a little bit of a jump. Like when I'm the story right now is getting to a point where something big is about to happen. Like I'm gearing up for a pretty big mission here.
Okay.
And then when that's done, I suspect there's going to be a bit of a jump, but I just don't know if my level and my equipment has progressed to the point where that jump won't happen anymore.
Okay, okay.
Because it's pretty bonkers right now, the things that I can do, so.
Well, I mean, like, we started talking about, I mean, you kind of compared it to kind of Deus Ex.
Yeah, yeah,
that kind
yeah.
of, you know, and
yeah.
Even in that game, did you ever get to that kind of state, or like halfway through the game, or was it at the
yeah,
end of the game?
Yeah, no, honestly, yeah. I don't know if you played Deus Ex or not.
No,
but
no,
like,
I mean, I own it. I guess I could play it one day.
Okay, it's a good game, actually. I do recommend it. It's still great. Mm. You should really check it out if you can get it on like super sale. But anyways, there's a couple augmentations mm-hmm. in that game where when you get them, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
You can just do whatever you want.
Yeah. So when you there's an augmentation called the Typhoon. It's in both games actually.
Really?
Mankind Divided and the first and Human Revolution.
Oh, okay. And
of the new Deus Ex games.
Okay, I thought you were gonna be like it's in both Cyberpunk and Deus Ex. I was like,
no,
cool?
No, that'd be weird. No.
That would be weird.
But,
that would
yeah,
be weird.
So in Human Revolution and Mankind Divided, there's an augmentation called the Typhoon,
mm-hmm.
where you can just go into a room and you're like, oh, seven bad guys, and you just literally push a button, and Jensen will just like basically kill them. So what he does is like he releases like a ton of like rubber bullets out of his body,
mm-hmm.
and like anyone in that area will just get hit and get knocked out pretty much instantly.
Whoa.
So yeah.
Okay. I mean I guess like that's the thing, like, you know, Watch Dogs, and I've never played Watch Dogs, and maybe, you know, someone in the chat or whoever's listening, they've played Watch Dogs, and I know Watch Dogs wasn't supposed to be something where you were supposed to ever get like super powerful in that
yeah.
sense. You were supposed to be
a hacker.
the hacker.
Yeah.
Yeah, with that yeah. much power.
Yeah.
And then but the thing with, you know, Cyberpunk and of course Deus Ex is you have those same skills, but then you also have the physical side where you can kind of go ham. So like you combine that and it's just like I shut down the room of people, then I knocked them out, and then like there's nothing.
Oh yeah.
They're just gone. It's like,
yeah, so I actually I'm not even leveling at all like the stealthy kind of hacker side of the skills. I'm mm-hmm. I'm doing all like the physical gunfight skills.
Okay.
So oh man, it's broke. My gun is just like, so my gun right now, my main gun is just a revolver that I've upgraded a lot.
Ooh.
And then I put a silencer on that revolver.
Which doesn't make sense.
yeah, it's pretty sense. Funny. I put a silencer on that revolver. And basically, I'm just one-shotting all the enemies. You just hit them in the head. So a silencer in Cyberpunk basically does 2.5 times damage if you're undetected.
Okay. So, it rewards the stealth part. That makes sense.
Yeah. So basically, as long as I never get like, if I never trigger a combat phase, mm-hmm. I'm just picking people off from with my revolver.
But the people but their yeah. their homies next to them aren't just like, hey, bruh, where, why are you on the ground?
Yeah. So as long as you're fast enough, as long as you can like just sweep the room and mm-hmm. like headshot. If you can hit them all before they like really know what's going on,
then you
like
can...
that's it. Like yeah, you're done.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Room is clear.
I tried doing that in Last of Us Part Two, but I can't. I get two people and then it's just like they notice me. I'm like, okay, I just go balls out. Just get them. But that's
you can
cool.
do a couple things to help you out. So I do have a hack that'll turn off. It's called Reboot Optics. Mm-hmm. So I can like hack a dude to like reboot his vision.
Oh.
So I'll do that for like one or two guys to blind them. And then I'll headshot a couple guys. And then I'll get to those guys last because I have like 10 seconds before they can see again.
Are there actually people that aren't augmented that you run into? So like you can't hack
yeah.
them. Like you need to kind of, I guess, use a different tactic. Or is everyone kind of somewhat hacked enough, like augmented enough that you really can just kind of.
Yeah, you can hack pretty much anyone in the game.
And if it's
not like a human, it'll be like a drone. But there's other things you can do for drones. You can just like straight up turn off a drone.
Actually, yeah, I assume you can turn it off, control it.
Yeah.
Crash it, whatever you want. It's just. but that's cool, man. I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad you're still enjoying it. And I know you said you had bought like, you know, the Yakuza games, but you're trying to get through
Cyberpunk, yeah.
Cyberpunk first before you
Which
make
is,
it.
Honestly, I played like 4 hours of Yakuza 7, like Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
It's the RPG one, right?
Right.
It's really good. It's actually a great game, but I'm just not playing it right now because I'm trying to get through Cyberpunk.
It's okay. It's okay. I tried that with Hades. Today I'm still kind of going through it a little bit, but I took a break because I was like, over the New Year's vacation, I was like, you know what? I'm going to just finish up those initial runs of Hades. And I thought, like, you get to 9 runs and that's the story. And then my friend was talking to me today because I was watching him play in the back, you know, while I was working. And then, like, he was like, nah, man, it keeps going. I'm like, what do you mean it keeps going? He's like, bro, I'm on, like, my 60th run and we still got stories. You still need to give everybody, like, all of these different things.
How long is Hades?
I don't know. I actually... Because to get all the bonds with all the different the gods, because what he was saying was essentially the story does finish, but all of the other characters that you know you've been talking to, their side stories then begin.
So it looks like on average right now, I'm on this website called howlongtobeat.com. I use this website a lot to figure out what games I want to play.
Yeah.
So it looks like if you're just doing the main story, on average it takes people most people 20 hours.
Yeah.
Then it says main plus extras is 40 hours.
Okay.
And then completionist, which obviously is everything, is on average is 94 hours.
Which is a lot.
Hey, to be fair though, it is a lot. I'm not saying it's not a lot, but like a normal playthrough of Persona 5, that's not completionist. It's 100 hours. Yeah, 100 hours.
That's the normal if you're doing Persona 5. Like that's
that game
like...
floored me, man. That game floored me. Because I was like not trying to 100% Persona 5. I was just doing the story, and took me like 100 hours.
I feel like everyone who I've talked to has played that game, and we even talked about it last year. It was just like, everyone's like, you get to the point where you think the game's going to be done, and that's the halfway point. Like, it's the halfway, and then you keep going. You keep on going. I was like, all right, well, I'll go watch P5 the animation again then.
I really like Persona 5, actually, so I'm kind of glad that it kept going. It's one of those games, one of the few games that I played where, like, when you see the credits roll, you're just like, well, what do I do now with my life? It's really weird.
What do you do now with your life?
Yeah, no, because it's, like, it's an experience, really. Because, when I beat Doom Eternal, I'm like, oh, okay, cool, I'm done.
Oh, you beat it and you just move on.
Yeah, but then when I beat certain games like Persona 5 and you see the credits roll, you're like, holy shit, that's it. I'm done.
I've never had that for a game before. I mean, like, I've had games where I've been like, oh, that was, you know, like, that took me on a journey. Like, I was emotionally involved, or, like, I really like these characters. They're memorable.
But yeah.
I've never had that with, I mean, I've had it with not movies, but TV series. You know, like, Lost is still, to this day, like, one of my favorite shows.
For me, it's kind of like, when the credits roll, I still think about it. Like, I'll, like, go on Reddit, and I'll try to find out what other people thought about it. Like, I'm really still thinking about the game, even though I beat it.
Right.
I didn't get that with Doom Eternal. I'm like, oh, that's fun. Cool. I'm done. But I didn't, like, you know, I didn't, like, really think about it. But Persona 5, I was, like, still trying to digest, like, so for me, those games where the credits rolled and I'm like sitting in my chair for a bit.
Yeah.
It was Persona 5, Nier for sure. Like in recent memory, maybe FF15, like a tiny bit, a little. I don't think you played 15, actually.
No, I haven't. I almost thought about getting it on sale. I mean, like, you know, the Supercell or Steam, whatever.
Yeah.
It was pretty cheap. But I was like, you know, I'll pass for now because I've got some other RPGs I need to go through. But you know that Xenosaga was on there. You know Xenosaga was on there.
Oh, yeah.
You know it.
Oh, man.
I won't let you forget.
That was like, when did I beat? I think it was 2007. That's when 3 came out, right?
Don't try to figure out when. Just
so that was like 13 years ago?
It was like 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Wild.
So when the credits on 3 rolled, I mean, do you remember the ending of 3?
No, did everyone die? No, everyone didn't die. I just remember there was like a sun. Was there a sunset where I don't remember.
No, it was
because it showed everyone had like everyone's endings. If I remember, like it showed like, you know, Jin doing his thing and I can't remember specifically what the ending was.
I should probably just replay Xenosaga.
You should replay Xenosaga.
Yeah, I should replay 1, 2, 3. Yeah,
you should do it. That game is. Probably gonna confuse everyone who watches it, but it's great.
They should just, man. Oh man, if they just they did a remake, I would buy that so fast.
Look, man. All they have to do is bundle it, like give a special edition with a Cosmos figure. Done. I'm telling you, what? They would sell out all those special editions.
I would buy that so fast. I would, man.
Some hidden gems, man. Hidden gems. I guess for me, I haven't been playing anything that I can think of other than I did finish Deltarune Chapter 1.
Yeah.
Which was good. Yeah, I mean, it's a 2-year-old game by at this point.
Isn't it free?
It's free.
It's
straight up for free, and it downloads with the app title of Survey App.
Oh, really?
It's so weird. It's like a joke, I guess, because he's like, Toby Fox on the website, it's just like, make sure you allow Windows to allow this program. It may think that it is adware or spyware or something. I'm like, I guess so.
Did you realize that Deltarune is an anagram of Undertale?
Undertale? Yeah.
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 Did you realize it immediately, or did you?
No, someone told me.
Okay.
No, because I was like, Deltarune, what is this? But I gotta say, like, if you do play Deltarune, it was pretty amazing. Just after coming fresh out of Undertale,
yep,
and just getting to see all those characters again. And again, it is like an alternate universe. It's not connected, but maybe it's not.
It's
connected.
Pretty weird. Yeah, it's pretty weird. Like, how it might be connected to Undertale.
Because it's just all the same characters. And then they're all in somewhat similar characteristics. They're still like doing some of the same things they would kind of do in Undertale. But I love how, you know, he decided to change up. I guess it's a 16-bit, I guess? 16-bit graphic style? It's a different bit style than the first game, if I am correct. Maybe I'm not. The game, the humor is still spot on. So you get to laugh. There's a whole thing about you not realizing you can run in the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't played Deltarune.
So it's only about 2 or 3 hours. So if anyone is looking to get it, like I said, we said it's free on PC.
I don't think it's free. Maybe is it free on Switch?
I want. It has to be, right? I hope.
I'm gonna double check. Yeah. I know it's free on PC, obviously. I don't know if it's free on Switch. Let me double check for you. Has save cloud data on the Switch, which is cool.
That's nice, just in case.
It's free on Switch.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Free on Switch. There's a Japanese localization, by the way. So the fine folks at Hachinoyon, Hachinoyon did the Japanese localization for both Undertale and Deltarune.
Yeah, I remember looking at it. I was like, oh, there's Japanese here. I can just choose it. And then, you know, I got to the credits and I looked at who had done it. I was like, oh, okay, that's what's up. And I got to say, though, if you're looking to play it, the battle system is just as, it's a little bit more in-depth. It's fun. But I will say, I don't know if there's ever going to be a Chapter 2. And if there is, if it's even going to relate to Chapter 1, if it even needs to. I feel like Chapter 1 is a thing that can't exist on its own. You don't actually even need to have played Undertale. It's just a nice thing that you can go see these characters you already interacted with.
I need to look up, like, well, I kind of want to look up, but I kind of don't want to look up the Undertale, like, wiki, because there's a lot of stuff going on in the background.
Yeah.
That you might have, like, seen if you did all the routes for Undertale. And that's why, like, there's a bunch of fan theories regarding what Deltarune is actually, and how it connects is. Yeah, what it connects, how it connects to Undertale.
I love the fandom in the sense that everyone who joined the stream so far in Undertale has always been like really nice and kind and, you know, played along and helped me and everything. But yo, I didn't know there were so many different universes. Like, these fans have stitched together more of this game. I guess it's almost like Zelda in a sense, where not everything is defined. Right. It's not defined. So the fans are putting things together to make it, you know, more concise. And I love, like, before
Nintendo came out with the official timeline for Zelda, like, how people were trying to figure out, like, how these games connect. There was, like, a cookie crumb trail of, like, the whole timeline, right?
Yeah, because the whole thing was you didn't know what... You kind of knew what order some of the games were in, but you didn't 100% know.
Right. I love trying to figure that out. Like, before the book came out. Like, obviously Majora's Mask came after Ocarina of Time, but then like, where did Link's Awakening come in? And like, how about Link to the Past? Like, was that before or after Ocarina of Time, right?
It was fun.
It was really fun to try to figure out, yeah, how they all piece together.
Because what's even more interesting is the fact that you have all of these mainline Zelda titles, but then you have like the kind of smaller ones like Spirit Tracks and things, and people
are like,
where the heck does this even, like, how does this fit in?
Well, Spirit Tracks was obviously a sequel to Wind Waker.
But
Wind Waker was cool because I remember when you played, I don't know if you played it. You probably did. No, you didn't play it.
I haven't. I've been shamed. I am a shamed non-Zelda player.
But... Right. So. Like, when you play Wind Waker, there's a point in the game where you go under the ocean, and Hyrule Kingdom is just under the ocean, but destroyed. And fans are just like, oh, well, obviously...
This has to be
the end of the timeline, right?
Right.
Yeah, so it's pretty crazy.
Wind Waker was the game that... And I remember this specifically. I was in the car, and I had an issue. It might have been Nintendo Power or something. And because I had a Nintendo 64, but I didn't get a GameCube, and I really wanted one as a kid. I really wanted one, and I only wanted it to play Wind Waker. That was it. That was the first time. And ironically, like, my cousin, who actually got me into video games when I was like maybe 5 or 6 or something, the first game I ever saw was Zelda. Was whatever it was on. And I don't know if he was playing NES or SNES. I don't know which it was, but... I just remember that was the very first game I ever saw, and I was like, "Oh, this looks really amazing." Yet I have never played a Zelda. I feel shamed. I should fix that.
Do you like even care? Like, do you want to play Zelda still or no?
Here's the thing. Like, I want to play one, but then like if I play one, I feel like I need to play them all. But I feel like if there's so much history, it's like it feels like me trying to jump into like a Metal Gear Solid.
Well,
but it's not as convoluted in terms of story.
No,
because so much there.
Yeah. I think if you want to play a Zelda game, you're probably honestly fine to just pick one and play it, and you'll be really happy. Like, the thing about Zelda games is that they're all self-contained. Like, they really are self-contained. Yeah, there is an overarching timeline, obviously. Now there is, according to Nintendo. But all the games are self-contained. You're not going to miss out on anything. Whereas, if you jump into, like, Metal Gear Solid, like, 4... Don't do it.
You can go from 2. I think most people can say you can safely go from jumping in at 2.
Yeah, I would. If you want to play the bare minimum Metal Gear Solid games, I would say like play 5. Actually, just play 5.
Oh, just play
like
5.
If you've never played a Metal Gear Solid before, if you've never played a Metal Gear Solid game, and you're like, oh, this seems fun, just play 5.
I think people would find like 1. I think the GameCube, the remake was Twin Snakes, right? Like,
where
but if you can't get that version and you have to go back to the PlayStation version, you might find it a little bit difficult. Just kind of, it's a little.
Yeah, because the game is aged. Yeah, the game is aged a bit. Yeah.
I went in, I played 2, and then after that, I played 1 on PlayStation. Then I played 3, 4, and then I 7 played 5. So one day. One day.
But yeah, if you jumped into like MGS4, that's the worst one to jump into because that's the end.
Yeah. That's the end. It was so good.
But you're just like, oh, who is this character? You don't know who anyone is.
I don't know what's worse, like jumping into that or jumping into Kingdom Hearts. I saw there was a post by, I think it was like Start Select or there's another podcast that it posted, and they were like, should I play Kingdom Hearts? And that thread just kept blowing up. People kept answering, and like overwhelming majority of the answer was like, no, do not play Kingdom Hearts. I was like one of the few people in the chat in that thread that said, it's not bad. I played 1, 2 and Chain of Memories. I actually enjoyed those. After that, I can't speak. Birth by Sleep, that's legit. I've heard nothing but good things. I've even played a little bit of it, even though it feels antiquated. But, you know, I think you'll have a good time. Everyone's like, nah, this is crap, dog tier, just below
Kingdom Hearts. I mean, yeah, I don't know. That's the thing about... I haven't really played Kingdom Hearts. I can't really comment on that. But, like, if you want to play Zelda game, honestly, I would say you're safe to just pick one and play it. And you'll be perfectly fine.
I can. And you know what? Are they all technically available on Switch?
No,
they're not. Not the was it game? I can't think of it. DS ones, they're not available, correct?
If you want, the only ones that are on Switch are Breath of the Wild, the Link to the sorry Link's Awakening remake, and then maybe on Virtual Console if
Wind Waker is that still on there? I remember they released it, right?
I don't think Wind Waker's on Switch.
I think
you can only play like 3 games or something on the Switch. If you want to play like, if you want to play Ocarina of Time, mm-hmm. you're gonna need to get a 3DS.
The 3DS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I still have. I was joking. I was like, maybe I should sell my 3DS. I have a DSi. What was the one for DSi?
Well, that would be Spirit Tracks and Phantom Hourglass.
And Phantom Hourglass. Okay. Because I remember there was like a specific thing about you need to grab a DSi for specifically. There's only like what, one or two games that used whatever functionality it was. I can't remember, but you know, I didn't have a DS at the time, so I was like, okay, let me go buy this 3D or this DSi and grab that. Anyways, that's pretty much it for what we've been playing. I want to start up a new game, of course, but I still haven't determined what it's going to be. Maybe I'll do an RPG for once. Maybe I'll actually
for
do
once
it. For
like
once
for a stream.
For stream, yeah. I know I still need to work on Nier Automata, so that's like number one priority. But like that number two slot, I think I still have Indivisible and Control left over, so maybe I'll go back to those.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Now that you have a 3070, I would
say.
Oh,
it looks so good.
Yeah.
So smothery smooth.
I bet, yeah.
Everyone's like, oh my goodness. I literally just watched some like a peak happen. I watched a viewer come in and then I watched a viewer leave.
Oh, on YouTube?
YouTube, yeah. I'm like, it's just this chart. It's just always in front of me. And I'm like, oh, hi.
Oh, I see.
Bye.
Maybe it's me. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? And I guess other than that, you know, in terms of Japan life, you know, we're still under lockdown here in...
It's not a real lockdown.
It's not a lockdown, actually.
Yeah.
What do we call it? It's called a state of emergency.
Yeah, state of emergency. It doesn't mean shit, though.
It doesn't mean anything. Like, I can't tell, like, what... change. What changed? Did anything change for you?
Personally, no. I mean, not really. But I work from home, right? So I don't I barely go out. Even if I didn't have to work from home, I would probably just never leave my apartment. I just don't leave my apartment.
Same here.
I know a lot of stores now not have to, but they should be closing at 8.
At 8, right.
But I mean, it's not like Corona only comes out at night, so it doesn't, you know what I mean?
It's only creeping out at night. No, it's all the time, you know what I mean? And
yeah, so Japan's measures aren't, I would say,
thorough or something.
Probably adequate, really. Yeah.
I mean, in terms of like the numbers, it's relatively low compared to other countries in the West, right? And everything. So I guess they kind of take that in consideration. Of course, we still have the Olympics. That is that April? Is when it's supposed to be April? Is it actually summer?
I don't know. Probably July or something like that. People are saying that like the athletes might be vaccinated. But that doesn't mean that it won't still be a hotspot, because you can like carry the virus, but not by be immune to it. You can just be a carrier. It. Yeah. So basically, everyone in Japan has to be vaccinated for the Olympics. Yeah.
Just everyone in Japan needs to be vaccinated, or it's just like any like all the athletes that fly in. They only are in that bit, like the Olympic Village. Yeah, like they can't leave. It's like a prison at that point. It's like a prison where they must compete in the games.
Yeah, but even if they never like leave that, it doesn't mean it's foolproof, because you're still gonna have like people like assistants, like news crews, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So still, like, even if the athletes are vaccinated, Japan needs to be vaccinated. So maybe that'll mean that the government's going to step up like really soon, getting a vaccine out for people in Japan. Who knows? There's time is honestly ticking, like, for the Olympics.
It is. And it's, even if it's good for Japan, like, even if everyone here is vaccinated, like, everyone around the world, that's a different story. You know what I mean? Like, just the different situations. But that's pretty much what's been happening here. I ended up ordering, I think I talked about this on stream yesterday, was like spaghetti poncho. It's I hadn't had it in almost like a year or something.
That's legit. I missed it so bad. Yeah. It's so good. It's good. That's probably one of my favorite places to eat in Japan.
It's just legit. They only serve, well, I guess they serve curry too, but they mainly just serve spaghetti dishes. And it's like big size proportion for a great price.
Yeah.
I miss going to the store.
It's really good. It's legit. I know.
So I had that today. No, yesterday and today, because that's how much spaghetti was actually in there. I got the mega size, whatever that is.
Yeah, I've been ordering a lot of food as well from Uber Eats, but that has nothing to do with the pandemic. That's just me being lazy. I've been ordering a bunch of Burger King. Today I had KFC, actually. And I had just some other stuff, like Skemen from local restaurants and kind of thing.
What would you get from KFC? I know, like, a lot of people, if they're curious about, like, Japanese KFC... it's like the same, right? I mean, what did you get?
So I don't think it's the same, to be honest. Like, the sandwiches are different for sure in Japan. But I had like a chicken filet koroke, the croquette sandwich today.
Chicken, so just imagine filet croquette. Wait, is the croquette sandwich?
Yeah. I mean, you can maybe bring this up on. You can look this up right now. I don't know if you can. Or I could show it actually on my screen.
I can pull it up. What is it called?
It's called like the hold on. It's like the KFC chicken like croquette koroke.
This totally isn't gaming news. Let's have it on there like this.
Also just straight up blank.
Yeah, oh, they have so pot pies? Hold up, they got the pot pie too?
That was a strawberry pie that you just saw.
No, this thing.
Oh, the pot pie? Yeah, they have that.
I used to love the pot pie.
I'm watching the stream, which is actually like 4 seconds behind, so it doesn't matter. Ignore me. Anyways, yeah. So the creamy koroke, I had that today.
Why is it? I mean, it looks good. Like, I'm going to say it looks good. It looks a little small. The width isn't, the circumference is like not that.
Why? Yeah, but it's like stacked high.
It is stacked high, but why is there a koroke on top? Like,
I don't know. I don't know why.
That's like, so what kind of cream sauce is it? Is it potato or?
No, it's a sakura ebi.
What? It's like it's a shrimp sauce?
Yeah, dude.
Which does make sense. I guess it's a little spicy.
Yeah, no, the Japanese are there. I mean, I saw your stream is, again, it's behind, but it says like sakura ebi ni haitta. I'm not even on the page right now. I'm on the page. Yeah.
Cream croquette to
omaru sauce. I don't know what that is. I don't know what omaru sauce is. Yeah, I don't know what that is. But yeah.
Chicken filet to isho ni
sando
shita.
Ebi, yeah.
Oh, our Japanese is being tested right here. Thank you. Thank you. but yeah, it's definitely pretty big. I mean, it's looks delicious. I mean, I assume that when you get the sandwich, it looks just like this. So,
more or less, yeah, not quite as high. Obviously, it's compressed a bit. The chicken fillets, like, it's a bit tilted, but yeah, I had that today.
I think the only thing I would wonder is if the koroke is still crispy or if it's kind of soggy.
No, it wasn't like crispy, it was like, deep fried and soft, so
that's good.
Not
good,
crispy, but yeah.
I would get this. What is this? This box set. This box set looks good. I mean, you got like a little apple strudel in there, and then
like another piece of chicken in there. Yeah,
literally, probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 fries. Probably exactly 12 fries. Like,
yeah, it's not a lot. It's really, it's not a lot of fries. I know. Yeah. So anyway, so I had that today. So I've been eating a lot of, just fast food. And at Burger King, they have a Gente Unlimited Whopper. It's called like some kind of like spicy Whopper. You should try it. If you haven't tried it yet,
got it.
It's really good. It's really good. I highly recommend it.
Burger King. This is what we do, chat. This is what we do, everyone listening. If you do come to Japan, though, seriously, this sounds crazy. You're going to be like, why would I go to restaurants that you already have abroad? This is why.
Yeah, it's because there's just different things. Yeah.
Is it this one? The spicy Yakuyoke?
Yeah, that's the one. It's really good, dude. I like really recommend it. You should order that like tomorrow, maybe.
Uber Eats it.
It's really good.
Oh man, yeah. I kind of want to do it actually. I thought about it this weekend. I was torn between Burger King and Spaghetti Poncho, and I was like, no, let me get Spaghetti Poncho.
No, I would. Yeah, Spaghetti Poncho is like the way to go for sure.
But you know, Burger King, they got that double Whopper deal. I don't care. Yeah. You know, you just get that Whopper and a Whopper Jr. Get fat.
Oh yeah, the last year. Oh my god, I just been eating so much. I don't even care anymore. I'm like, oh yeah, pizza, let's do it. Like I ordered so much food.
We're at a point where we're just like, you know what, we need to. Today that was the first time I felt like my chest, like I needed to, I felt it like a little tight.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, this isn't good. I need to lay off some of the stuff I've been eating. It was after I ate that spaghetti. I was like, oh man, my chest feels a little tight.
Maybe just ate like too quickly and had heartburn or something. I don't know.
Who knows, man? We're getting old. We're getting old. But we're going to move on to the news. But first, we're going to take a sponsored segment break. Not for you on stream, but forever, whoever is listening on in their ears. Why do I have to keep saying whoever's listening in their ears? We're always listening.
Yeah, I don't know
ears.
Why you say it. Yeah, like
it's part of my like vocabulary now. It's like
listening
part of the
in
Reddit,
your
the Reddit.
Ears. Yeah.
But yeah, we're gonna take a break really quick. Enjoy the sponsor break, and of course, if you're looking forward to starting your own podcast, definitely go ahead and use Anchor. That's a prelim right there. That is precursor to what you're gonna hear.
We should get a new sponsor, or should we record it?
We should maybe do both, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. Now we're back.
Oh wow, that was fast.
Yeah, it was fast. That was real fast. I had to make sure. I was like, let me just put a snap in there so I know where it is. We're gonna go on to the news really quick. Did you play any of the Monster Hunter?
No,
Rise
I didn't.
Demo?
Yeah, I have a Switch, but I didn't play it. I haven't turned on my Switch in like months at this point.
You gonna just give it to me? Can I just have it at this point? Is that a thing?
No, because I'm still probably gonna play it eventually, like for Pokemon, maybe for the expansion pass.
I gotta say the Monster Hunter Rise. So the demo came out I think last Friday, and I know a lot of people were kind of excited. I saw a couple streamers playing it.
Yeah, it like crashed Nintendo's servers for a bit.
I think a lot of people that they came away talking about it as, hey, this is like Monster Hunter World, which is what we kind of thought anyways,
mm-hmm.
but with a little bit more movement options. And I think a lot of people, because of Monster Hunter World, definitely hopped in and tried this demo.
Right. I think World did really good things for Capcom, for the franchise, just because it sold really well. And it was on a platform, multiple platforms that,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, that people like associate more with like a more, let's say, legit gaming experience. No offense, 3DS, but you know what I mean. And it would just really help, I think.
I know what brand. You mean. I mean, it forced them to finally do the online in a better way. Now they still had those,
it's not perfect. It's not perfect.
It's not perfect.
By any means. Yeah,
they still had that janky kind of enter your room number or whatever. Like you had to enter that long number.
If you ever played, if you ever used, what is it? Ad hoc.
The ad hoc play for PS3.
Yeah, what was it called? Ad hoc party or something?
Yes, I think that's it actually.
Yeah, if you ever use that to like play on like with your friends, with your PSPs, just imagine that, but integrate it into the game itself. And there you go.
It's kind of like, okay, guys, come on. But as you can see on the screen now, I mean, they've added some cool features, but this I did not see coming. I did not see the whole that you can ride the wyverns now as part of the special skill, the bug skill.
That's
which
cool.
It's kind of insane because not only can you ride them, you can use some of their move sets and then attack other monsters, and that's pretty cool. I don't know if that's just going to be in single player mode or if that's going to be in both, but they're definitely keeping the turf wars, which I don't know. Did you enjoy those turf wars
In World?
Did you enjoy?
Yeah, they were fun. I think they were fun. I think they added, they made the world like a little bit more, not believable, but just like a little more alive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To have these monsters kind of start fighting. And in terms of gameplay, it honestly helped because it would let you either get away or it let you kind of take down a monster while they were weakened, right?
Which, yeah, you could take advantage of it in multiple ways. You find yourself rooting for certain monsters, like, please, just do it. Just do it. Take them down. Take them down, B-52.
Right.
You annoying little thing. But the game is coming out March 26th. And
it's not too far from now.
No, it's not. I actually thought it was April for some reason, but I guess that is Stories 2 is actually the April.
Okay.
The April release.
No one's really talking about Stories. I don't know if Capcom's probably, I mean, they're probably suspecting Rise to sell way more than Stories. So
it should. I mean, Stories is it's fine. It's good, but it's just a simple, you know, little RPG that's there. But I'm still looking. I'm still waiting for a special edition Switch for Monster Hunter. I'm waiting for it.
I mean, at this point, I mean, there's rumored that it's gonna come to PC anyways, right?
But then I feel really bad if I buy a Switch and then it comes to PC. But is that a year later? How long would that wait be?
Like about a year, yeah.
See, I can't wait a year, man. I gotta get on it. I gotta get on with it when everybody's playing.
Play this now.
I gotta play when all the homies are on and we all about to get crunk and start. You know,
what a wild party, eh? Yeah.
You're talking to the person who spent their New Year's Eve watching Jumanji. I'm ready for the wild.
Yeah, by yourself. Wild, yeah, I know.
It was wild. I need more friends to celebrate it with. But yeah. So anyways, old monsters coming back and of course new monsters here. I really don't like that monster, the Kizu. Don't like it. Whatever that thing is actually called.
That thing's creepy, dude.
That it is very creepy. I'll never forget fighting it in Portable Third and just being like, "What is this thing? I dislike it. What is it?"
Yeah, anyways, mad props to Capcom for their monster design.
They keep it. I mean, every time they do a Monster Hunter, the old monsters, of course, sometimes they get a little bit of tweaks to them. They always look good, but like the new monsters they come out with, I feel like they're always just like they not only of course fit the theme, but which in this case I think it's like. Was it yokai or kind of like Japanese?
Kind of like a Japanese inspired kind of world, yeah.
So they all have that kind of theme to them. So definitely, if you're looking forward to Monster Hunter, let us know. Send us something on our Twitter to say like, hey, I'm looking forward to Monster Hunter World. I mean, Rise.
Yeah. I wonder if they're ever going to do World 2.
That's a good question. Like, if they were to come out with Monster Hunter Rise on PC and other consoles, you know, would that just be World 2?
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't know if World is going to be its own, franchise, but, like, its own kind of set of games.
Because
we had, like, Monster Hunter Portable. Was it the Portable series its own bit? Like,
so it was up until, I want to say, like, after 4 Ultimate or something. Like, they started becoming, like, I think it's Generations in the U, like abroad. Called like Monster Hunter Generations, and there's like here's like cross double. It might be cross double cross.
Like double
Generations,
cross.
Those are the kind of side spinoffs. And then it was honestly anything that was on the console was like maybe considered a mainline series, and then you know the DS was the non mainline or both. I don't know.
Yeah, because you'll notice that like it's called Monster Hunter World. It's not called Monster Hunter 5.
And this is also Rise. It's not a 5 either. So I don't know. That's a good question. If they will do a numbered sequel after this, or if they'll just keep it like World 2 and then
Rise. Yeah, because I'm looking on Wikipedia right now, and apparently what they're calling the main games is Monster Hunter, and then 2, and then Try, and then 4, and then World, and then Rise.
Okay. Well. I guess there we go.
But yeah, like I said, there's no 5. Just there haven't been a Monster Hunter 5. Honestly. Unless they're just not gonna go with like unless they're not gonna number them.
I guess we'll find out. We'll find out in X amount of more years. Typically they support these games for about 2 years after their release. 2 or 3 years, I wanna say after release.
Give or take. Yeah, I think World had a pretty good run, to be honest.
Yeah. Always free DLC, so get ready, people. Get your Monster Hunter gloves on. And we're going to move on to the next story, which, if I do this correctly, I won't go backwards and I'll go forward, would be, of course, you know, PogChamp gone.
Well, one that we know it as is gone, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Gutex is Gutex is still alive, but, you know, corresponding with some of the events that happened last week in the U.S., apparently Gutex lost his mind further. Like,
I knew I don't know him personally, but like I knew of him. I knew of him from Street Fighter, right? Because he was like a pretty big name in the Street Fighter circle, or was. I don't really know anymore.
Right, right, right.
So that's how I knew of Gutex way back when Street Fighter 4 was really big, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I kind of just fell out of the fighting game community, and I didn't know that. For a long time, I didn't realize that PogChamp was Gutex.
I looked at it and I was like, wait, is that Gutex? Is that him?
Yeah.
And then I was like, because, you know, I wasn't on Twitch for the longest. And, you know, yeah. I used to follow them, of course, in, you know, the fighting game community. And then after, when I moved to Japan, I would keep up with him and Mike Ross on Cross Counters TV. And
stuff
was funny. You know, I found like they were, you know, it just kept it alive for me. And for the longest time, everything was cool. And then esports, like legit esports happened, the term esports. And then, you know, Mike, I think both of them ended up doing hosting gigs for, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
Capcom Pro Tour and different types
yeah.
of, you know, those things. But they, both of them got burnt out, like literally burnt out. They hated the term esports. They just didn't like how esports really just meant like this big business, you know, thing coming into something that's typically like grassroots community, right?
Yeah, the fighting game community honestly had pretty interesting beginnings from the arcades, really. So you had to meet in person. You had to go to a local arcade to play fighting games, and that's where you met people, right?
It's where you met your rival, like literally, you just met him.
Yeah, and then things changed, really, with the advent of online and then, you know, with online tournaments, and then with EVO becoming huge, really,
huge.
And then becoming a global event. So,
yeah, I mean, it's a global event, but it's not as global as, I mean, it's not as funded as typical FPS esports or Dota or that kind of thing. That's where like there's like a divide, there's a thing there. But either way, Mike Ross went crazy, and then Gutex was kind of just holding it down himself, doing something, and I was kind of following him. And then, you know, anyways. Well, I guess he lost it finally.
So, yeah, I mean, he said something on Twitter.
On Twitter.
I don't know. They probably don't want it.
I think they took it down, if I remember. Essentially,
what,
he was
his tweet? He took his own tweet down?
Did they take the tweet down? I feel like it's been taken down, but you can find
it. Like, you think
places.
He deleted his own tweet? I don't think he did, but.
Yeah, maybe Twitter did.
Maybe. I don't know.
Well, yeah. So, but anyways. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think a lot of people are just like, oh, who is Gutex? Because apparently, I mean, not apparently, but, like, as a lot of people, you know, don't follow the fighting game community, so they didn't really know who he was, but, yeah.
So, essentially, like, well, you know, the whole thing that happened with the U.S. Capitol, that happened. Gutex said some things that were inciting more, that would have potentially excited more people to kind of participate in, unfortunately, violence. So, you know, Twitch essentially said, you know what, we don't want someone like that representing, which POG, of course, is play of the game, or is it player of game? Player of the game?
Play of the game. Just,
play of the
yeah.
game. There we go. Pog. Pog champ.
Like how you just silence POG.
Yeah, just had funny. It. I had it again. And so what it really meant is that this is a time for them at Twitch. They're like, hey, you know, we can just have something where anyone can be the player of the game. The play of the game, whatever. It's a community thing, you know? So
I mean, yeah, it's a unique Twitch emote. So what they said in their tweet was that, like, the face, the person, we don't want to associate with that. But the emote itself kind of has its own meaning in the community. So we want to keep PogChamp alive. We want to have a PogChamp emote.
Right, right. And, you know, from the community that, you know, that I think people were like, hey, you know, they wanted to kind of source some from the community itself. And, you know, Sean Plott, I'm just pulling up some tweets that were in this story, but he's like, yo, Twitch suggesting for PogChamp, create a database of streamer and or general faces whenever someone types PogChamp. Display one of them at random would give a really nice crowd feel to chat spamming PogChamp and allow it to meaning to be tied to all of us, you know, instead of just one person. So I mean, same thing what you said. Yeah. It's, you know, I think the community overall is kind of backed it fine, I think, you know?
Yeah. So they're doing a thing where now it's like a different PogChamp every 24 hours.
Every 24 hours, right.
It's not like random, but like, yeah, it's going to be a different PogChamp every 24 hours, which is pretty cool. It's just like a show that the emote itself, like the meaning of PogChamp, I guess, kind of belongs to the Twitch community.
Right. And I think that's fine. I think that's a cool thing. And I actually saw it on one of my streams. Someone put the PogChamp in. And it was someone.
Even need to be live right now. You can just go to your own channel and just type in like PogChamp and see who comes up.
See who the daily PogChamp is. Yeah. But you know, Twitch is trying to, you know, of course, gain more favor with gamers and non-gamers as well. Kind of distance itself from being just a gaming platform, one that can represent everything.
I think the evolution of Twitch is interesting. It started as Justin TV, really.
Yeah, right.
And then kind of got taken over by gamers. I think Twitch is trying to pivot to other streams, like a lot of just chatting and podcasting and art streams and music streams and that kind of thing.
Right.
I don't really know what's going to happen to Twitch in the next 1 to 2 years, but I mean, we'll see.
It's gonna be interesting because YouTube is going more toward the gaming aspect. I mean, because they've already had the other aspects
kind of built in.
So now they're trying to corner that. And then of course, you know, with Twitch itself, it's like you said, they're trying to get diversify a little bit more. And I think this week we saw a bunch of stories, or I've been seeing a bunch of stories about Rust. Did the game finally come out or something?
Is that I don't know. I was actually just talking to someone about this today. One of my mods, actually, we were playing Phasmophobia today, and he's just like, why is Rust all over Twitch right now?
It's everywhere.
Yeah, I'm like,
the game has already been something, but it's just kind of like one of those survival, I guess, team-based games where you're on an island. I guess it's also still
Are you going to play Rust?
I thought about it today. I thought about it. I saw an Apex streamer. She totally pivoted. She was like,
Do you think, I don't want to put on like a tinfoil hat here, but do you not think they're getting paid to play Rust?
They're getting paid. If you're a partner and you are streaming Rust, you probably are getting paid.
Actually getting paid to play Rust, like not through donations.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying if you're big, they have to be. Like, I mean, these huge streamers, you know, they have a deal. Not a deal. Maybe they set it up. Maybe it's their sponsors, their managers, whatever. When some of these games come out, I mean, even, you know, like,
yeah,
Valorant,
like Ninja got paid. I think Ninja got paid like cash money to play Apex when that launched. Right?
He ain't touched that thing since.
And yeah, no, he took his fat paycheck and was like, okay.
I literally saw ACU. He was playing Spellbreak one time.
Yeah, and for one day.
Yeah. And he said, yo, everybody, go play Spellbreak, man. Game kind of sucks. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, go play Spellbreak. Like, you can't say that, dude. What the heck?
Yeah.
He literally was just like, I don't really like the game, but I hope you all enjoy it.
Ninja makes so much money just because of his name.
Just by being, honestly,
when he got bought by Mixer and then Mixer like went under, they paid out his contract. Like he was on Mixer for like less than a year and made billions of dollars.
I mean I have to say, like, straight up, I watched a Ninja stream and I was like, Ninja, bruh, yeah, calm down, man. I feel like old Ninja from maybe 2 years ago versus Ninja now, like, I'm actually kind of worried about, you know, Big Bro Ninja. His Fortnite avatar looks more kinder and nice than him now if you look at him on stream.
That's hilarious.
I would be friends with the Fortnite avatar. I don't think I could be friends with real life Ninja.
With actual Ninja, yeah.
Crap, bro. You need to calm down, bro. He like literally lost a game of Valorant. And I mean, I get it. It was high stakes or whatever. You know, they were playing. He was really into it. And the stream just went to ads. It went like after the game, straight up just hit the ad button. So then there's ads. And then all of a sudden, the stream died. I just died.
He like rage quit the stream?
He rage quit the stream.
Wow, amazing.
So the chat was like, wait, we said he's coming back? Nah, man.
So he just ended his stream. Wow.
And I was like, oh, big bro Ninja, take a break, my friend. Let Ninja Tricks come on up in there and help you, man.
He should honestly, like, with the amount of money he has, it just, I don't know, like, if he did, I don't want to talk about it. I don't know him personally, obviously, but like, if you have that much money, maybe just enjoy the rest of your life, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's a good point. Like, enjoy the rest of your life. You can do anything you want. Just enjoy the rest of your life. So. That's the thing that happened. So I don't know. Maybe I'll try out Rust. I don't know. I guess maybe we can go take a squad and do. You know, we can ask Ehe, like, Ehe, you want to?
I am not gonna play Rust with you.
You don't want to be Rusty. You don't want to do Rust.
I don't. I'm not gonna play Rust with you. I don't think I want to play Rust.
I actually don't even know what it looks like.
Yeah.
So there's a story on Bloomberg, and I have a shortened version. I don't know if it's still here. Probably not. About how apparently. Xbox, Microsoft, back in the day, back in 2000 or whatever, tried to approach Nintendo and a couple of the companies. Apparently, they went to EA first, you know, to, you know, when they were getting Xbox off the ground and running, to approach them about, you know, buying them, acquiring them, and moving on. Like, hey, this is a partnership between Xbox and EA. Actually, we acquired them, so we got the best of both worlds. In this case, EA would have been in charge of games, and then Microsoft would have been in charge of hardware. Which, hey, I mean, I could see that being a fit if they wanted to. But, you know, that didn't work out, so they went to Nintendo.
Yeah.
Apparently got laughed out the room. Not out the room, but they got laughed at throughout the entire meeting.
And then they just, like, I don't know if they, like, left after a while, but, yeah. I read that story as well.
It's a good story. You can find it on Bloomberg, or just look it up anywhere. And, this is a huge little piece filled with... just it's an actual interview from a lot of the people who used to be, you know, actually back there when it started.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, dude, guess what?
What?
I forgot to join the on Wii Link.
Oh no, I realized it was all good. It's all good, unless your internet dies.
I'll join it now.
I was like, you know what? This week we're just using the YouTube recording. Okay, we're using the YouTube recording fine. This week. It's all good. Yeah. It's all good. Last week, like real talk, last week, I don't know. No. Like the first half of the podcast was perfect. And then the last half, for some reason, Craig was skipping over your every other, like every 5 minutes, it would just cut it out for you. And then it would start again. And I was like, what is this? What? Craig, what are you doing?
Well, hopefully, like, YouTube sounds fine enough.
It's all good.
It probably does sound fine, actually.
It does. We're going to skip over to Scott Probe because I think we're approaching a little bit of the end of the time right now.
Yeah, we've been streaming for 61 minutes.
Yeah, we're at our moment. We're at our peak. So I don't know. I mean, to all the Canadians out there, I know Scott Pilgrim, that's your boy. That's your representative. That's what we know you for.
Sure, yeah, it's the only thing Canada's good for, yeah.
It's the only thing I know Canada for. I know, but did you play Scott Pilgrim? Did you play
this game? Oh, yeah, of course I did. Yeah,
this game
course,
was actually good. This game was, like, was legit really good. Yeah. Me and my friend, we played all the way through it. I hate the movie. The actual, you know, comic is fine.
Do you not like Edgar Wright's other movies?
I'm just not into, like, that kind of humor.
Okay, so you don't like Edgar Wright's movies, then, is what you're saying.
Okay, yeah, exactly. Then that's exactly what I'm saying.
All right.
But the game is going to be available by the time you're listening to this podcast on, I think it's January 15th is when the actual game comes out? Or is it earlier?
I don't know, man. I can't remember when it's coming out. I'm going to get it for sure on PC, though, so I can play it immediately.
Let me look at it really quick.
The physical release looks really cool. Oh, shit, that's soon, yeah. Dude.
I hope so. Anyways, I hope I got this right. It's just, it's there. But the physical release, you can... do start pre-orders on January 15th at 10 a.m. Eastern time on limitedrungames.com. There are three different editions. You can get the number one. It's like the standard edition, which is just the game. That's cool. That's fine. Get the game.
Yeah. And then there's like it goes all the way up to like $150 tier or something like that.
Right, right. The standard edition is not enough. So the classic edition, you get a deluxe.
Oh, that box art is awesome, though. It, yeah, right. It looks like it's the Sonic pose.
It's actually like some of this is like really kind of cool.
That's the Sonic Adventure pose right there.
Everyone's doing it. No, that really is. That's
Sonic Adventure. Yeah, bring it up. Like bring it up on like Sonic Adventure.
Does anyone not know what the Sonic Adventure pose is? Sonic Adventure.
That's
right there.
That's Sonic's pose from Sonic Adventure. Yeah.
Oh,
that's cool. That's really cool.
That's pretty cool. But you get a folded overworld map, a sticker sheet, and you also get like a CD soundtrack in this retro box clamshell. And then the last version, which gets like even more, you get this pop-up stage, the KO edition. You get all those other goodies, but you get this authentic hard shell roadie case box with a pop-up scene with working. Apparently, this thing has working lights in it.
I don't. Here's the thing. I don't need that.
Music that
I
plays.
Don't need that, but I would probably still get it.
That's a lot of stuff. Like you get.
Yeah,
all
maybe
of this.
I don't need. Maybe I don't need that. I just need. Just give me like the box or whatever.
Just
yeah.
that box. Yeah. So that's the physical release.
Do they ship to Japan?
Let me go to.
LimitedRunGames.com. 80 says, Edgar Wright is the best man.
I know it's not up on their site yet because it's from the 15th, but do you ship to Japan? Would it be FAQ?
It's usually FAQ where they would have that kind of stuff.
When my order ship, why is my tracking not working? My games, orders, where's my order? Can I combine? How do I ship? Cancel.
Yeah. These are great questions, aren't they?
I can't find it.
About us, maybe?
man, you guys need to... Do we need to help you out on here?
Contact support. Oh, here it is. Does Limited Run Game ship internationally? Yes, we ship worldwide. Okay.
Was that on the FAQ?
It was on FAQ, yeah.
I skipped over it? Oh, man. Okay, yeah. They're good.
It's literally the first question, my friend, by the way. Literally the first thing on the FAQ.
It very much is. It is very much the first question.
You should feel bad about yourself right now.
I am one of the people I seek not to be.
Yeah, you should literally...
But did you know that Japan is not on the list?
Japan's not on the list? What are you talking about?
It's not on the list.
Hold on. Keep...
I'm one of the people. Never mind. I guess it's just not duties. I'm just skim reading.
No, this is the DDP list. So if you're not on the list, you're not responsible for duties.
Oh, so that's awesome.
Yeah, these are DDP. So
you're good. We're good.
Well, I mean, they'll ship to Japan, but you might get butt fucked with customs.
Hit.
Yeah,
you might get hit by
customs. When they come, by the way.
Might get by customs.
Yeah.
Turns out I'm my own worst enemy now.
The point is, I could probably order. I mean, I'm going to talk to my girlfriend. Me and my girlfriend were talking earlier today about how we might want to get physical copy of Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, there you go. Definitely.
Because the game
It's a good game. It's a really good game. If anyone hasn't played it, I really encourage you to actually check it out and play it.
I'm going to probably get it on PS4. Yo, dude, that clamshell box, though, is awesome.
Because
it looks like a Sega Genesis game. Because it looks like a Sega Genesis box.
Alex is going to get he's just going to get the big edition.
That looks so cool, though, man. Yeah.
It's okay. You know, it'll be there. You can do it. Oh, what did I click on? I clicked on Doomguy. Okay, apparently, anyways, Doomguy comes to Fall Guys on January 12th. That's all it looks like. Wonderful. That's all I wanted to say about it. If you're a Fall Guys fan, not
I'm not. So I'm still looking at the Scott Pilgrim stuff. Like this looks really cool.
I'm closing out the news. You keep looking at that. I'm just gonna run it down. For anyone who's interested, apparently there was a survey, of 150,000 Japanese people, citizens, as this article says, about the top 100 best manga. And this is from TV Asahi, which is a local network, popular national network. And so you can guess probably number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I assume you can. In terms of popularity,
is number 1 Dragon Ball?
No.
Is it Slam Dunk?
No.
Is it Demon Slayer? Oh, it's One Piece. Okay. Demon Slayer is number 2. Actually, I was pretty close. Slam Dunk is number 3. Look at that. We shit. Yeah. Boom.
Yeah, so One Piece is number 1. Demon Slayer, Demon Slayer's only been out since 2016. So this is probably
That's really impressive. That's truly impressive.
We've talked about it on the podcast before. Demon Slayer is
yeah.
like crack crazy. I don't get
impressive.
It. No one can ever understand it. Maybe people, I don't know. Maybe one day there will be an actual study on Demon Slayer. But yeah, Slam Dunk, which literally got like China and other countries into, and Japan itself too, into basketball.
Yeah, wow.
Like internationally. Similar with Captain Tsubasa and soccer. Getting mm-hmm. other, like these are some pretty influential things. And of course, like Dragon Ball, Attack on Titan coming in at number 6, Naruto coming in at number 7, and then Haikyuu.
Oh, yeah, Haikyuu is pretty popular among, I don't know, I'm mostly women, I want to say, but I don't know, probably both.
Yeah. Number 9, Full Metal Alchemist, which I think a lot of us kind of our generation grew up watching and enjoying. Not grew up watching, but watched in high school or something like that. And number 10 is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. After that is Hunter x Hunter, Gintama, a bunch of other Shonen Jump properties. And
a lot of Shonen Jump. Yeah,
it's a lot of Shonen Jump up in the top. But
this whole list,
Doraemon.
Really.
Doraemon is number 15. I was like...
Yeah, well, Bleach is down there at 23. Touch is just right below Bleach.
Which is weird, because Touch is super old. Yeah. Which is, like, super old, but...
Oh, Banana Fish, holy shit.
Yeah, I don't know how this list was. I mean, they pulled a bunch of people, but I wonder the age range of all these people, because some of it's... some of it I can believe. Some I can believe, but some of it's like super old. Some of it's not.
Anyway. Anything weird? Anything really weird? Oh, Dragon Quest, that's... Okay, great.
Yeah, that Dragon Quest manga is from the 80s, if I remember. I've actually read it. It's actually, you know, it's good stuff. Zatch Bell is on there. I don't know. What would be like something... What would just be something that's kind of like out of nowhere?
I don't know. If it was on the list, like, I don't know, Toradora maybe or something. I don't know. Even though Toradora is pretty good, but like, I can't really think of anything that would just surprise the hell out of me.
Yeah, there's no Toradora, unfortunately. I don't know. The only thing that surprised me with Dr. Stone was just like dead last at number 100.
Oh.
That's all.
I haven't read most of these, to be honest.
Some of these are new. Some of them were like literally just this year, last year.
Hey, look,
Fruits
Basket's on there. Fire Force is on there? Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Like, some of these things are like Fire Force is on here at 84 and Major, which I would feel is more popular, is at 83. But it's like, I don't know. Some of these I've heard of. Anyways.
All right.
Yeah, we're good. We're good for the day. I'm going to skip the Hatsune Miku story. Just say hello to your girl Miku in the background. Tell her you love her.
I won't, but you can.
I love you, Miku. I got 4 of you on my desk right now.
That's so funny.
Y'all keep it real. It's like the only... and then, of course, unfortunately, I believe last week on January 8th, a voice actor we've probably all heard but never knew the name. Or knew his name, but Brad Venable unfortunately passed away, who's voiced a many video game voices.
Yeah, he voiced the crow thing from Devil May Cry 5.
And of course he's been in like a Final Fantasy 7 remake. There's a bunch of stuff like Call of Duty, Black Ops, Cold Wars, Demon Souls remake. He was in there. Fire Emblem Three Houses, Astral Chain, Serious Sam 4.
So a lot of stuff. Yeah, a lot of cool stuff in here. Yeah,
a lot of stuff. My Hero. Hunter x Hunter, Dragon Ball Super. So chances are you have heard his voice and you've probably been, you know.
Wow, 43? That's really young, yeah. Actually, relatively. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, so, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to his family. And, yeah, you know, just wanted to make sure that we cover all the bases. And I think that's going to do it for us this week.
Yep.
Anyways, we're going to go. As always, remember you can follow us on our YouTube channel, which we are broadcasting live every Monday in Japan at 9 p.m. So join us. Mm-hmm. Just look up Unknown Games Podcast. You'll find us. You'll find this wonderful video. And also be sure to follow myself and Alex on Twitch, Ninja Tricks.
Yeah, on screen right here.
On screen right there. And
you actually have a typo in your name, by the way. It says what? Ninja Ticks. It says Ninja Ticks.
Ninja Ticks. Oh, no.
Can you imagine if someone's like, oh this guy's cool. I'm going to follow him. Ninja Ticks. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What if there was a Ninja Ticks? That's hilarious.
There probably is a Ninja Ticks. Ninja Ticks. Oh, my goodness. Well, I just fixed that. So, you know.
I wonder if it was like that last week.
I don't know. I feel like it you know, it could have been, because, you know, when we did the, I was making all the names for everybody, I was just copying my own name, and then that probably, I wouldn't doubt it. I might be Ninja Tix.
Well, there is a Ninja Tix.
I've been cross promoting for the wrong person, everybody.
That'd be funny.
Oh man. So, anyways.
Anyways, you can follow me on Twitch as well if you want to talk VTubers. That's the place to do it.
It's the place to do it. Root streams Tuesdays and Thursdays. I stream those in between days, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There we go.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes stream on the weekend as well. I was going to stream on Saturday, actually, but then I kind of just slept through the whole day.
It's one of them. Yeah, I never. Anyways, thanks, everyone. Give us a shout out on Twitter. UGP_cast. Same thing with Instagram if you're going to be on that. UGP_cast. You can follow on both of those social networks. And we'll catch you next week for episode number 68. You need to be thinking, Alex, what are we doing for episode 69? What are you doing for 69?
We're gonna open an OnlyFans.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, remember, you all set the tone. Go play some good games or bad games.
Yep.
We'll see you next week. Peace.